Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Well, all 83 regular season games have come and gone, with 82 of them counting in the regular season standings. Let's not forget about that in-season tournament extra. And the Lakers have found themselves not in the 9 spot and not in the 10 spot, and instead, for now anyway, in that much coveted, and that is the only time I will ever use the term much coveted to describe the 8th spot of the Western Conference playoff picture as we head into the play-in tournament. What's up, everybody? Ethan is back. I know it has been a while here on the Ethos Lakers podcast. And, you know, I just, like I say it every time, life and all sorts of things come and go, and we have to make sure that we prioritize accordingly. But there's no doubt I was never going to miss an opportunity to make sure that I connected with myself and with you all, more importantly, as we jam through another episode here on the Ethos Lakers podcast to celebrate the Lakers needing just one playoff victory in order to officially secure themselves into the postseason. Now, the Lakers find themselves in a precarious position. And of course, you know, let's choose to keep this one joyous, my friends. The world is heavy and it is so capable of always, you know, sort of hampering us down. So I say let's stay in favor of keeping it joyous. We're not going to sit here and send critiques and use daggers and do all sorts of things. Instead, we're going to focus on the positive. The Lakers played a hell of a final regular season game to make sure that it can at least have some level of dictatorship, for lack of a better word, on their season outlook. Because the Lakers could have been in a better position, but nonetheless, they find themselves here. And I got to share with you guys, I just, this incredible stat, you know, it was so good. I had to put it in the Twitter sphere. I'll never call it the X sphere, because what does that even mean, right? And I'm not going to give Elon Musk any credit for things that he claims to invent, but actually takes over instead. I'm going to let you all think about that for a second, okay? And then on top of that, what we really have is we have an opportunity to you know, have a discussion about where the Lakers stand in terms of LeBron James' season, in terms of Anthony Davis' season, because here was what was put into the Twitter sphere today. LeBron James finishes his regular season, okay? Year 21. This man's career is a full-fledged legal adult. This man is so good. So listen, as y'all know, I'm an educator, and you know, I'm working primarily with high school students, but you know, students of all ages. But I always frame it to my high school students the same way. I say, you guys know how good LeBron is? And they go, yeah, yeah. And I say, you know how long he's been this good? And even better at some points, obviously. And they go, nah, you know, or they go, yeah, long time. And I said, guys, I was a freshman in high school. And they're like, wait, in high school? And I'm like, exactly, okay? So, you know, I'm not here to say that 35 is by any means, you know, some sort of dust, but at the same time, high school is a long time ago in terms of being a student participant in the Matrix, okay? And LeBron ending year 21 with just an incredible regular season game, triple-double, just absolutely cooking the Pelicans for everything and more, okay? 28, 11, 17, like light work, like it was nothing, right? And LeBron, this is the most important part for me, right? LeBron actually established career highs this season in regular season games played for the Lakers, in three-point percentage, actually a career high in three-point percentage, right? Field goal percentage as well. And just in the last, you know, handful of games in particular, has looked a little sharper than he did during the earlier part of the stretch run of the season, especially when the Lakers were trying to win some games that they wound up, you know, faltering within. But that's neither here nor there. the greatness of LeBron is just, it's masked by this, you know, I've said it before, it's masked by this idea of that we just expect it, right? It's just, he has standardized this greatness in such a way, this level of production, this abnormal achievement, eclipsing 40,000 points this year, right? He has standardized such this incredible level of achievement that it has honestly allowed us to just kind of shrug our shoulders in some way and say, oh yeah, I mean, that's kind of what he does. That's who he is, right? And I think that there's a lot of things that can be lost in when we do sports analysis, right? What a phrase, when we do it. But when we do sports analysis, I think oftentimes, especially in this era that's always caught up in having some sort of very divisive opinion as the only take that you could possibly have no matter what, like, doesn't even matter if you know about it for 5 seconds, right? I think there's this idea of just appreciating greatness. And it's so unusual to see someone at this point in their career and at this age in the basketball meaning, right? Professional basketball, National Basketball Association age, different than everyday life age, obviously, who is not just capable of achieving this on any given night, but regularly achieves it on any given night and sort of does it, you know, now, not to entirely this aspect, but sort of does it regardless of the opponent, right? Now, LeBron has different nights at this point in terms of, you know, how many points he might score or assists he might hand out. But when he needs to do it, like, he can still do it. I mean, the Lakers came out not just with an intention to win in today's game, but to just really absolutely blow off the doors of New Orleans in their home building. Right. And Anthony Davis can say publicly that this game doesn't mean anything extra special to him. And I'm not saying it's his, like, you know, championship or, you know, whatever's in between the in-season tournament and the ultimate goal, which is the NBA championship. But of course, it's got to mean something, right? On some core level, just like Brandon Ingram, it's got to mean something on some core level. Right. I mean, it's part of your story. That's all. It's you know, whether it's a line or whether it's 5 pages in the chapter, it's part of the story. And I think that's sort of what, you know, the brilliance of today was, right? Besides just the scheduling of all the games starting at either, you know, 1 Eastern or 3:30 Eastern in those windows. Now, would have been so cool have everything started at the exact same time, right? But in terms of the seating and everything going into today, I mean, it couldn't have been a better situation for the NBA. Adam Silver sat back and said, yes, this is exactly what I wanted to have. This is exactly what I wanted to have happen. This is exactly my scenario. This is exactly what the league picture is that I want. This is what I want to have happen. I want the league to have success and the fans to be engaged across a myriad of teams, right? It's not just that the power teams are in play or anything like that. Because you honestly have the majority of teams rooting for something on the last day of the season and so much interest. I mean, the Eastern Conference picture was tight enough, but the Western Conference, I mean, that was tighter than, well, a well-tied rope. And I think that what you have there is you have, you know, because more teams, like, you know, it's like if you watch baseball, it's similar, right? You have more teams capable of making the playoffs. So you have more teams, you know, who sort of have a desire to, I don't know if contend is the right word, but to pseudo contend at least, right? Have to appease the fan base to some level while trying to build your team to whatever that's going to be, unless you're in a, you know, a reclamation project like the Spurs. Like the Spurs, like, I feel like their record this year and for the next year or even two, like, it doesn't matter, right? Because everybody's just going to be so amazed by what Wemby continues to do, and rightfully so, by the way, okay? But they're just going to be so amazed by what he does that it's not even going to be about the team. But by year, you know, three or definitely four of Wemby, you know, when we're talking about already, you know, max extension off the rookie contract, yada, yada, like, the Spurs are going to have to be something. Because Wemby, to say Wemby is that dude is like the understatement of the century. It's incredible. Like, there is nothing about his game that you look at and go, oh, well, he can't do that. Like, he can literally do everything and he's taller than everyone out there, in some cases, by a foot and a half or more. You let me think about that. It's ridiculous. You think Anthony Davis has an ability to dominate? I mean, it's incredible from a raw athleticism and, you know, just bodily build standpoint. But anyway, as for Anthony Davis, we're going to talk more about him. Anthony Davis did, in this clinching game for the Lakers, have to leave early due to what was, you know, not a great look by Larry Nance Jr., in my opinion, another former Laker. Gave him a little shove and just, you know, kind of one of those plays where you go, you know, that'd be bad, you know, or not, you know, that would be frowned upon at any point in the regular season. But especially on the last day of the regular season, with both teams looking like they're in a position to play each other, right, in the next couple of days, like that feels a little different. Nonetheless, Anthony Davis said after the game that he is planning to play. There is nothing that would stop him. And we're going to talk about his production this career. His production this career. Can you believe I said that? Sometimes I have moments of dyslexia. I'm not going to lie to you guys, okay? But we're going to talk about all about the production this season and how it's been the best of his career, in my humble opinion, as well as the fact that he has gone from quote-unquote injury-prone AD to something much, much different. AD.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Stands for all damn day. You know that scene in the first Men in Black, right? The first scene in the first Men in Black, when Will Smith chases that dude down and he asks and he goes, or he shows him his NYPD badge and he goes, NYPD means I will knock your punk ass down. That's the same energy I just had with that AD delivery. I just need y'all to know that, okay? And all day, all damn day, Anthony Davis, career high in rebounds this year. 75 plus games played, career high. Available basically every night through the bumps and bruises. Never a doubt about Anthony Davis this year. This is part of the reason why this year is so important. And again, we're going to choose to stay positive on this episode. But this is part of the reason why this year is so important. Besides the natural timeline with LeBron. Now, come on, y'all. It certainly feels like LeBron is going to be back next season. Okay? There is nothing to suggest that he is thinking about retirement. Now, if the Lakers go on a championship run, is it possible? Sure, it's possible. But this man, like, literally, think about it. More than half of his life, he has been a professional at what he does, and he has been doing it long before that. This is what this man knows. And with his body, he said after the game today, yeah, I feel better now than I did last year at this time, right? Like, that's a frightening thought for everybody but the Lakers. And we love it that way, right? We love it that way. And so what you have now is this all-time player who's poised to not just continue, right? But there's a natural timeline built in. And with Anthony Davis delivering this level of performance, the Lakers can't afford to just be like, all right, then. Lakers can't afford for, you know, Torian Prince to just say, oh, all right, it's not urgent then. Okay, we gonna stay positive, like I said. Just one little slip up there. Anyway, okay? But Anthony Davis has just been nothing short of phenomenal for this team. I mean, there's just no other way to say it. He has been so good offensively. He has been so good defensively. Now, from the free throw line, he's back over 80%. You love to see that, especially with the kind of struggles he had where just every time he went to the free throw line, it was like a problem, right? Or a guessing game. Do you wish he could shoot the three like he did, you know, a few years back? I mean, it'd be nice if he could make one out of every few, but it's never really been his game, right? And I don't really want to see him just banging on threes. I want to see him where he's best, down beneath the cup. I mean, the activity he's capable of just doing down there, it's amazing to me. When he gets involved early and often, right, it changes the dynamic of the game, because things open up for the Lakers around the perimeter and just everywhere else, because you got to think about dealing with AD. Now, let's talk about playoff positioning. The Lakers' big two is still just as scary as anybody else's. I don't care who else you face, okay? Just as scary as anyone else's. Now, the battle for the one seed actually kind of screwed the Lakers a little bit here, because the Lakers, now they match up really well against OKC. OKC wound up coming away with the one seed. Did not look like that was necessarily going to be the case, although they entered today with sort of the, I don't want to say the easiest matchup, but Dallas had nothing to play for. So, and OKC made that clear. They won by about 50 points, right? So Minnesota took the L. Phoenix coming to get out of that play-in tournament, getting a 6 seed. They lost. Denver also losing. So now it's Denver that sits in the 2 seed. And the Lakers find themselves in a situation where their prize for beating New Orleans in the play-in game, should that happen, is a first-round ticket to Denver. Obviously, any Lakers fans could tell you how things have gone against Denver in recent seasons. And with Nikola Jokic sort of not, I think that's underselling it. With Nikola Jokic very much looking like the overwhelming favorite for MVP despite the season that Luka Doncic has had. And this is not my opinion. These are just, you know, sort of the straw poll results, if you will. And I hate that term, but okay. But if it feels like it's going to be Jokic, the Lakers find themselves in a position where they have an opportunity to change the narrative. Now, to say that Jared Vanderbilt would be great to have would also be an understatement. Unfortunately, we have heard literally nothing about him, and I think counting on anything but what this roster is at the current sort of iteration of it is a fool's exercise. The Lakers do have an ability to defend, especially in the backcourt, more than they might have had in the past. Dinwiddie can add to the defense and has. Gabe, the offense has not been the problem since he's got back. The offense has been the problem since he's got back. The defense has actually been pretty decent. I am so curious, and I'm sure I speak for all Lakers fans when I say I'm so curious about literally anything related to the lineup, but that guard balance and rotation will be so, so important. But the Lakers certainly have the ability to match up in terms of the talent. And I have a quote on my board that I use to teach right now that I think is very applicable in this opportunity. And I leave it up there. It's in addition to my quote of the day. I leave it up there as a constant sort of reminder. And what it says is the following. There is willingness and there is ability. You might be able, but are you willing? And that's what I get for trying to be a little bit overdramatic with the delivery, but that's okay. We like to do things like a real human here. But that is really the question the Lakers are poised to answer. Right? You are able, but are you willing? And the Nuggets, don't get me wrong, the Nuggets are the Nuggets. They are who they are for a reason, right? But the Lakers certainly have an opportunity. D'Angelo Russell has to, and I mean has to show up in the playoffs. That's number one. Number two, Austin Reeves can't shrink from the moment, can't grow tired. Been a little bit worried about him since even the beginning of the season. Team USA and just sort of the star that was born with Austin Reeves. Can't get tired. Playoff Rui. Now, Rui was great down the stretch. Once he got into the Lakers starting lineup, which, you know, I don't even have to go there, but okay. Once he got into the Lakers starting lineup, great. Need Rui to be even just like he's been playing, but if Rui can get, we need playoff Rui from last year. That would really be fantastic. It would be an added bonus. But this version of Rui is very good. And the Lakers, I want you guys to remember, the Lakers traded a ham sandwich for Rui Hachimura. Literally, second round picks and Kendrick Nunn's contract. Kendrick Nunn is not even in the NBA anymore. This Rui Hachimura is a guy who, like, people were calling a bust in Washington. And I'm not here to tell you he's a star or on the cusp of some superstardom, but this is a damn fine basketball player. This is a talented basketball player. Okay? This is a player. And for a team in Washington that's short on talent and seemingly shorter on player development in recent years, that's a tough one. Okay? Anyway, Lakers need playoff Rui. And they have an opportunity to do something. Now, the other obvious, first of all, you don't tank to try to get a better matchup. You don't try to tank to get the 8 seed and play OKC. That is playing with fire. And then you want to play either the Kings or the Warriors coming in hot? Like, that is dumb to me, okay? Lakers got themselves a huge cushion here, okay? They got an insurance clause, basically, by winning this and securing the 8 seed. Now, let's go. Take advantage of it. Give yourselves a couple of days off. Give yourselves an opportunity to really, you know, not just connect with the opportunity, but to continue to connect with each other on a core level that allows you to do something that you have not done recently, and that is to move past Denver, okay? If you're not excited, right? I mean, this is what it's about, baby. This is like the wild card of basketball. This is why we've played all these games. The in-season tournament is not going to be why this Lakers season is remembered. And if it is, well, that is really going to be something. But that's not the reason why this one's going to be remembered. The Lakers look like a team that looks poised to try and make a run. Whether they do so starts on Tuesday, once again in New Orleans, with a victory over the Pelicans. And until the Lakers figure out what their playoff destiny is going to be, I'll see you guys soon. I'm out.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.